Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
The human body can go for extended periods without food and, to a lesser extent, water, but would perish within minutes without air. If the quality of air depreciates over time due to pollutants caused by smoking and harmful emissions, then the same suffocative effect occurs, but over a longer period of time. Welcome to Healthline, where this week we discuss lung cancer. Lung cancer is the uncontrolled division of abnormal cells in the lungs and can be caused by underdeveloped lungs, inhaling harmful substances and polluted air over a period of time. The biggest risk factor for lung cancer, however, is smoking, as it is the number one cause of lung cancer globally. Executive Director of the Jamaica Cancer Society, Ulita Gordon, says the key message to individuals is to stop smoking.
According to the Ministry of Health, in 2013, Jamaican families lost 408 loved ones to lung cancer, which is the second most common cause of cancer-related deaths among Jamaican adult males. The Jamaica Cancer Registry, in its last publication in 2010, confirmed that there was a decline in the incidence of lung cancer from 25.4 per 100,000 for the period 1993 to 1997 to 18.6 per 100,000 in 2003 to 2007.
Mrs. Gordon believes this trend will continue with a reduction in the use of tobacco, augmented by the reinforcement of the tobacco control legislation passed in July 2013. Senior medical officer at the National Chest Hospital, Dr. Terry Baker, says it's important to educate youth about the dangers of smoking as a preventative measure.
The dangers of cigarette smoking actually start from day one, from that first cigarette. In this month of lung cancer awareness, we'd like to highlight the disease of lung cancer and the dangers of smoking. We recognize that lung cancer, the number one risk factor is cigarette smoking, whether the person is an active smoker, a previous smoker, or has been exposed to cigarette smoking.
Persons who live with smokers are also at risk of developing lung cancer, as secondhand smoking, the inhalation of cigarette smoke, is dangerous. It's important for persons who are exposed to cigarette smoke to understand that they are at risk to other diseases as well. Dr. Baker says cigarette smoking is also associated with nearly every imaginable cancer.
Cancer of the tongue, cancer of the breast, cancer of the cervix, cancer of the pharynx, cancer of the stomach, just to name a few. The thing about lung cancer is that whilst it may not be the most common or popular cancer that we see, it certainly is the number one cancer causing death worldwide. It often remains quiet before it becomes apparent. So someone will have lung cancer and it remains not obvious, causes no symptoms, and when it does, it is far advanced.
Symptoms of lung cancer are wide-ranging, may be attributed to other diseases, and can include a persistent cough, also associated with smokers. Chest pains, weight loss, headaches and confusion, appetite loss, shortness of breath, wheezing, hoarseness, and the formation of clots are also part of the long list of lung cancer symptoms. If you are a smoker and are interested in quitting, contact the Jamaica Cancer Society at 927-4265. A balanced diet, exercise, early and routine medical checkups, along with avoiding unhealthy lifestyle habits such as smoking and excessive alcohol intake, are keys to having and keeping a better standard of health and ultimately life. That's it for Healthline this week. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us next time for more, and until then, stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.